Hey y'all, Gabe here, and you're listening to The Thing About That, the podcast where I'm bored, and you must be too. In this podcast, we'll occasionally talk about games, music, schools, and many other random topics I think of when I'm bored and have nothing else better to do. If you want to listen to more of these, then you can check out the rest of the episodes I have posted. If you would like me to review something you like, or would like me to review anything in general, then just go to my website down below and hit me up. Anyways, let's get into the topics for today. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of The Thing About That, where we complain about many things and say what was wrong with it. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about famous Minecraft YouTuber and cheater Dream, indoor mountain biking, and IMAX. Now, these things I randomly just thought to complain about, and I don't know anything about one of them, so let's just get right into it. So, for the first topic for my podcast today, I thought I would rant about Dream. The thing about Dream is, he's a bad person. Yeah, you see what I did there? I put the podcast name in the script. That's funny, right? Shut up. It's awesome! Anyways, yeah, Dream's a bad person. That's the thing about him. There are many reasons why, but I will only mention three reasons. He cheated, he has weird fans, and he's made horrible music. First, his cheating scandal. When Dream first blew up, he had just posted his infamous speed running video. It was the world record at the time, and many were impressed by his skills. Many started to become fans of this very skillful man. But later, the speed running mods came around and told everyone that Dream cheated. He modded the game to make it so that he could get a key ingredient easier and faster. Now, this shocked much of the Minecraft and speedrunning community, because we have not had a cheater like this get away for some time. They had only come around after maybe 2 months after the video came out. Dream fought to say that he didn't cheat, and he brought in his own scientist, and so did the speedrunning community. Speedrunning community eventually won, though. We won. We were victorious because he admitted to cheating. After this cheating scandal, most of the non-fans were very happy that he lost. We had kind of had a hit list on this guy for a while now because of his giant milking content fiasco. And we thought this would be the breaking point of the Dream fandom. But for some reason, it actually made it a tiny bit stronger. Most of the fans were in denial, saying how Dream didn't cheat. Even though he admitted it, he lied just to get you guys off his back. But it doesn't work that way. He told the truth, and it wouldn't have benefited him to lie anyways in the first place. That takes me to my next point, his fans. His fans are, to put it lightly, very stupid. They basically think that Dream and some of his underage friends should get together and have more than just a friendship. And the worst thing they've done is send death threats to people. If you dare speak out about their savior, if you have a different opinion than them, they're sending you death threats, de-doxing you, sending everyone at your location. And it's just not good. Dream has taught many people he didn't really discourage it, actually. He tried to speak out about it, but nothing really came of it. And that's really bad. He should have talked about it more. Now, that brings me to my final point. His music. Dream, you're a video game YouTuber. I get you want to make more money since your channel's kind of dying after the cheating fiasco and milking all your content dry and your fans suck, but don't move to music. Why did you even have to move to music? What's the point of that? There was no point of it. It was useless. Again, just no point. It sucked. The first big reason his song blew up, called The Mask, it was because it sucked. The animation was horrible. if you go to Google, here, I'll go to Google Images right now, and if you search up Dream the Mask music video, then you go to Google Images, you'll see the face. And it is just disgusting. It is probably the worst animation I have ever seen since that Donkey Kong television show. Now, does this mean you should hate Dream? In my opinion, two of these reasons are more of the third reason to hate Dream. The third reason's me just kind of making fun of his bad musical talent, especially animation talent, but that doesn't have to be a big thing for you. Now let's go on to our second topic. Hey guys, so for this next topic of the podcast, we will talk about iMacs. We will talk about the MacBooks and iMacs, the desktop version. First, let's talk about the desktop version. We have 200 or so of them in my journalism class that I am working in right now, and they are not my favorite type of computer. They're okay for beginners, but if you want a better experience, probably get a Windows computer. They don't run many apps. They can't get many games. They can't even get Steam, I don't think. Minecraft barely runs if you're into that stuff. And Steam, as I said, don't know. But you can't even get anything, basically. And no Android exclusives. So next, we're going to talk about the MacBooks for a tiny bit and then loop back around. So the MacBooks, they're the small laptop versions. They're very thin. They're a bit bigger than a Chromebook, but not that big. Much bigger, if that makes sense. And they actually don't have enough fans in them for regulation, and that makes them very slow, and it does not help them. Now, they are slower than any other computer in the world, and it doesn't do much. Now, why do they suck? Well, there's many reasons why, but we're going to summarize it in three words. No good games. They have no good games. Nothing to play, and they don't run well. That's six words technically, but who cares? And now we will get into our sponsor by Dollar Shave Club. For our sponsor today, this sponsor is very important to me. It's Dollar Shave Club. They've sponsored this episode, and I'm very happy they've chosen me because my whole family uses their products. If you don't know what Dollar Shave Club is, they are a shaving brand, obviously, and they are one of the most highly liked just because of the pricing alone. If you want a good shave, go to dollarshaveclub.com. Jeez. That's dollarshaveclub.com and order their starter set for only $9 plus shipping. Thank you, Dollar Shave Club.
Cheap, reliable, affordable.
Thank you. On to the next topic. So, for our final topic of this episode, we are going to be talking about indoor mountain biking. Now, if you don't know what it is, it's basically riding a bike indoors. A lot of people, like my friend, know it as spin class. And, yeah, the thing about it is they work you for a long time. Basically, you're pedaling. They see how hard you can pedal, how long. Basically, endurance. Basically strength. They do different tests on you. They do many different things. And the thing about indoor mountain biking, aka spin class, is it's way too difficult. They, like my friend, he said that like in the 5 minute mark, when there's 5 minutes left, you're having a lot of trouble still. And it's not very fun. And then with the 30 seconds left, you just feel like you can collapse to the ground. And it's not fun. Now, besides being healthy, which is a bonus for mountain biking indoors, you don't get that much. In this episode, we learned about why Dream is a bad YouTuber and a horrible faker, why iMacs suck, and why mountain biking indoors just ain't worth it. If you would like to see more episodes, check out the other ones I have posted. Thanks for watching, and goodbye. Alright, so as we're rounding out this episode of The Thing About That, I take no responsibility for any of your hurt feelings if you're a big crybaby because I made fun of something you really like. I am just doing what the people want me to do, or what I want to do, because that's how life works.
And if you don't like it, then I don't care if you leave and never come back. I don't care. Just find something else. And maybe, you know, deal with opinions for once. Well, that'll be it. We will see you in the next episode. Go drink some chalky milk.